following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Get to Subway for the spicy Italian, now the $3 6-inch select of April. Try it fresh toasted on garlic bread with shredded mozzarella and your choice of fresh veggies, and it's still just $3 as one of our April featured values. We've also got the turkey breast and Black Forest ham as our featured $5 footlong. For just $5, loaded up with all your favorites like green peppers and spinach. The $3 6-inch select and the featured $5 footlong, all April long. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus tax, prices, and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Hey, you, in the DXL dressing room, you're more than just an average Joe in a new outfit. You are a magnificent man about town. Before you unleash fashions like Lucky, Lacoste, and Nautica, ask yourself, are you ready to look this good? Is the world ready? All the best men's brands, waist size 38 and up. DXL, you're looking good. Shop today for Harbor Bay PK Polos, only $24.99 each when you buy two or more.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Doug Duda and, it's Damon Day. What's up, man? Everything okay?
Nothing. I haven't been around in a while.
I know. You know, we've been flowing
been
right
busy.
Along. You know, every once in a while we pick you up on the phone. Everything's
yep,
good.
Yep, been busy. Been doing my daytime job.
Winning some baseball games.
Trying to.
A variety of different ways.
Winning them any different way possible. So it was definitely Saturday was one of the funner days I've had as a head coach. I'll be honest with you. It was to come back and win that way. I try to kind of be the tame guy and whatnot. No, I went nuts when Max hit that ball because that was a huge W for us. Not from just the standpoint that we did win, but some of the guys who were so instrumental in getting that win, being leaders, being guys that have talked about stepping up, and then they do step up in that situation. And, you know, in game number three, Brandon Langdanger, a huge leader of ours, hits a big two-run jack to kind of give us some breathing room. So it was a great weekend of baseball. It was real exciting.
I have to be, you know, and we love Peter Yazvak. He does such a great job up there. But I'm trying to keep track of what's going on with Loper baseball. And I'm at the spring game, covering the spring game on Saturday. So I've got the computer open there in the press box, and I've got it on Loper's baseball, and I've got it on the Masters, and I'm watching the spring game, and I'm trying to keep up to date so I know a little bit about what to talk about. And then, you know, they just kind of forget to punch in the last thing of the game. Huh, there's two on and one out in the bottom of the ninth of a 1-1 game. Refresh.
Yeah.
There's two on and one out in the bottom of the ninth inning of a 1-1 game. Refresh. There's still two on. Then I'm getting concerned.
Yeah.
Because I know how things run with Peter Yazvak and Rich Broderson. They're smooth. They're clicking. Hardly ever a glitch. I'm thinking, did something happen at the ballpark?
Yeah, my brother was just as upset as you were.
But then in my infinite wisdom, I figured, you know what? Loper's won.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what happened.
He figured out that he figured out when it was 1-1, and you know what's crazy is we thought it was done. I mean, we had guys on the field before the safe call was made, and if you happen to catch it on NTV, it was more bang bang than we all thought. I mean, that center fielder put a throw on the money, and Danny Droll got down the line and had a great slide, but I didn't think there was even going to be a throw. or a play.
And, so you weren't vigorously waving him home?
Oh, yeah. I beat him home. There's a picture on the internet of me celebrating. I beat Danny Droll home.
Nice.
Yeah, I was completely unprofessional and completely, you know, you're supposed to be calm and go shake the. No, I was hugging guys and high fiving Max, and it was a big win for our baseball program just because, like I said, those guys have, you know, you don't ever sign up in the fall to be down to nine players, and that's what we're down to. We're down to nine guys. You know, I always. You know, everyone always says, you know, it's not the nine best, it's the best nine, or like we like to say, the only nine left type of thing. So just really proud of our guys for
fighting.
That's
how I got to play Legion Ball.
Hey.
Come on.
Many a career have started. Look at, you know, anybody remember Wally Pipp?
Yeah, I'm just telling you, if I wasn't batting ninth, it was a big day. It was a big day for this guy. Yeah. Hey, you're batting seventh. God, who else showed up? Oh, yeah. My God. Doug and Daddy Show with Dave and Day. Coming up, we've got baseball talk. Rick Kissett, Grand Island Islander baseball coach. They've had a couple of bumps in the road the last couple of years, but they're off to a real good start this year at 7-2. They play today. They're scheduled to play today. It's so weird. All the snow is piled off to the side, but kind of everything else looks like you should be able to play. So we'll make sure that they're playing today. But they got their conference tournament that they're hosting at Ryder Park later this week. We'll talk about that. We'll talk football. Nebraska spring game with Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com coming up in our next segment. And through the great folks at the University of Nebraska, we've got quite a few area kids with the Huskers that are trying to, as Coach Pelini said, make that name for themselves, maybe be the backup, push up in depth. I think Zach Stirrup is going to get some starting snaps, but the rest of these guys, Riker Fife, Tyson Brockmeyer, Jack Gangwish, even the name Spencer Lindsay come up with the place-kicking position from Coach Pelini in the post-game press conference. He is basically, and we're going to talk to Tyson Brockmeyer today. He went down with a lot of fanfare, then got injured, and now he's deep in the depth chart here, but he got in, played a little bit in the spring game, showed that he's still got a rocket for an arm. We'll just see how things are going with Tyson and what his future holds for the Huskers. And then later this week, Riker Fife and Jack Gangwish to just kind of recap their springs and where they're at among our guests. And we may get a couple of the other guys, but those are the ones that are secured for this week. Plus, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up on the program today. So that's all part of the Doug and Daddy Show on this Tuesday.
I did like your take about, you know, the fuddy-duddy or the crotchety Nebraska fan who, you know, obviously probably didn't enjoy the cat thing and whatnot, and that we've become a punchline, or that the Huskers have become a punchline and all those types of things. And I'm not going to lie to you. When I saw it on the news on Saturday, I had probably most of my buddies from the East text me that exact same thing. That is, that Nebraska has now just become a punchline, has just become a, you know, they're so irrelevant now in the national stage. And I thought it was funny that even within Nebraska, that whole thing's kind of gotten the mixed reviews. I mean, I think the younger generation of fan really loved it because they get the Twitter, they get the whole thing. I think the older generation of fan
had no idea
about it, but also did not.
West Stadium was going,
"What's he got down there?
Yeah.
What is it?"
Yeah, so I did find your take on that to be...
Had a groundhog! Hey, Helen, what's he doing down there?
You know, so I do think that is a very interesting look into where Husker football is now this spring and where the... You know, it's one of those things where Bo's darned if he is and darned if he doesn't. I mean, he's just that kind of... Like you said... When they were talking about firing him, like you've said on numerous cases, you're either in his corner or you're not in his corner. There's not many middle ground fans with Bo Pelini, and so I did find that very interesting how you had that take, because I agree. I think that from the national commentary, you know, Nebraska isn't as relevant as it once was, but there's a lot of programs that it's much more an ebb and flow thing as far as who is the hot program and things like that. But it sounds like, you know, Bo is very excited coming out of this spring. It's the first spring that he sounds very optimistic moving forward.
And again, I am in the Bo corner. I thought the cat thing was cool. I was a little worried about what the national media would say, throughout, and it was on I don't know if it was on PTI, but it was on Around the Horn, one of the last things that they talked about. And they didn't throw Nebraska under the bus. They kind of had a little fun with it. So Nebraska, I didn't see any national people yesterday throw Nebraska under the bus, although the cat deal was out there because you always look for that lighthearted story. So, but I will also say
because it is a spring scrimmage.
Remember where we were last year at this time, coming off the Jack Hoffman run, coming off the great publicity, coming off the good-hearted Bo Pelini. And then the next thing you know, the clasp on his hat breaks, and you think maybe he's going through his last press conference. I commented to a couple of the media guys, and might bring it up with Sean here. We, as I said before, you go down out of the press box, and the media guys you'll see standing around the corner of the end zone so that you can get down. You got all the fans, so you get down a little early. You stand on the field anywhere from the last 2 to 5 minutes of the game, and then you walk over to the press conference. And I was thinking, remember the last time I was standing here? You know, that was the Iowa game that was going into that press conference. That was the last time anybody went into that press conference. And although there's been many talks and post-practice chats with Coach Pelini since then, this was the first time we were all together in the same room. And what a difference it was. Coach Pelini will still be agitated. He will be angry. He will be a coach. He will not have 13 more great press conferences this year, even if they win them all, which isn't going to happen. Also, news update here. We do know from Nebraska football there will be a couple of primetime games. Miami of Florida, Michigan State have both been slated for primetime. ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, they pick the games that look the most colorful on the schedules, and then they say, okay, we're going to televise them, and it's going to be at night or early in the morning or mid-afternoon. We don't know which station it'll be on, but we do know that both of those games will be at 7 o'clock Central Time. Nebraska hosting Miami September 20th, 7 o'clock, and then the conference opener at Michigan State in East Lansing will also be at 7 o'clock. So we know that right now. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean Callahan from Husker Online when we come back.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel,
hi, it's Colin Cowart. You know that I'm impatient. I hate wasting time. To me, the biggest waste of time, going to the post office. Dreadful. Not just the drive there, finding parking and waiting. Oh, you know all about GERT. That's why I love stamps.com. No GERT. You can bring all the services of the post office right to your desk. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, and you use your own computer, and you use your own printer. Then you just hand it to your mail carrier. Finally get your mailing and shipping done on your schedule, not circling the post office behind that big fat car. Unlike the post office, Stamps.com is open 24/7, no lines. Never waste your time or effort again. You need Stamps.com. We all do. Right now, use my name, Colin, for a special offer. No risk trial. $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and up to $55 free postage. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, get there. Click on the mic, top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin. Stamps.com, enter Colin. I'm impatient. You're impatient. Go to Stamps.com. They figure out the patient thing.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just create a happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Sunny skies throughout today, southwest winds at 10 to 20, as our highs will be nearing 60 degrees. Partly cloudy skies tonight with our winds out of the south 10 to 20, lows falling to near 40. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro.
Right now it's 41.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just got a note from Rick Petrie over at Kearney Catholic. Due to the remaining snow and wet fields, today's soccer games with Columbus Scotus have been postponed. They have not found a date to move those to. Come on, let's just go play on the turf. Make a call. This is Kearney. Let's get together. Let's hug it out.
I don't think the turf's clear.
You know what that takes?
Oh.
Scoop shovel.
Yeah, that would be fast.
Yeah.
If you were to get it all cleared, I mean, that's a process. I mean, it really is. I always laugh when people say, well, just plow it. You know how long it takes to plow it? It's not an easy process.
But so keep an ear out, folks. We do know that one. Kearney Catholic, most of the Tri-City soccer teams are supposed to play today, and we will tell you what's on the schedule. And until we hear differently, we'll continue to tell you what's on the schedule. But Kearney Catholic, Columbus Scotus, they've postponed their soccer today. Tyson Brockmeyer, Nebraska quarterback. Rick Kissick, Grand Island baseball coach, still to come with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. But right now, Sean Callahan from HuskerOnline.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going?
Doing good. Just got the news on the night game kickoff. It's exciting for this season to have that Miami game on the primetime stage.
Yeah, 7 o'clock, same way with Michigan State. And with that being the marquee non-conference game, are we already just boldly circling that that's going to be the big recruiting weekend then?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, that would be, when you look at the home schedule in general, there really isn't another game that recruits are going to circle and say, I want to be at that game for sure. Illinois, Rutgers, Purdue, Minnesota just aren't going to do that. I mean, this Miami game, I think, is the game where you bring in 10 or more official visitors if you can. Now, sometimes that stance can change if you know, you're really, really focused on winning the game, which we know Nebraska will be. Maybe they don't want to have a lot of recruits there, but now with this additional staff, they've got 6 full-time recruiting guys. They've got the people in place to handle and maintain a big visit list, and I would be really surprised if they don't take advantage of it.
Before we get into a whole bunch of breaking down of the spring game and things like that, as I daily, maybe more than once a day, look at the Husker Online site, I still get that, and I don't want to offend you here, but I still get that queasy feeling in my gut when I see that the headline today is about a 2016 running back recruit, and it could be anybody, a lineman, a kicker, I don't care who it is. It just seems so far out to me, and we just continue to go down that road, and there's no end in sight, is there?
Well, now that Nebraska has 9 commits for their 15 class, they are working on their 16 class, and you know, they haven't made a lot of 16 offers yet, and you know, with running back position already full for 15, there aren't a lot of targets out there. And this kid that you're talking about, he rushed for 820 yards as a sophomore, and doesn't have an offer from Nebraska yet or anything like that, but. We just do our best to interview and contact all the visitors that go to the spring game, and he happened to be one of the out-of-state kids that made it in. And but, yeah, definitely the years keep getting up there. I mean, typically you don't kids that are sophomores that are going to be juniors, that's usually the youngest you go, because very rarely are there going to be freshmen that play varsity football. So typically you have to have a really good sophomore year. Which in a state like Nebraska, you could only find maybe 3, 4, 5 sophomores that had a legitimate chance to maybe be Division I guys, and even then they may not have put up big stats. So it is rare to find kids that young that meet that criteria.
Damon, I know that Nebraska football and UNK baseball are two totally different entities. Let's not make a big joke about this, but at what point is it too early to tell if a kid has developed? I mean, we're talking about kids that are sophomores right now.
Oh, I mean, from a Division II standpoint, we're just signing our 2014 class tomorrow, actually, because, let's face it, most of our guys are still waiting for Nebraska or Creighton or, you know, Wichita State to maybe come in that last minute and swoon in. And so from a baseball standpoint, for us, we don't even get that far down the road. I do find it very interesting in football that, you know, you're talking about a 15, 16-year-old sophomore, you know, how do you, you know, how he progresses physically. I'm sure that's why there's not an offer in hand. I'm sure that's why they're just putting 2016s on their target to see how the maturation level goes, how bigger he gets, how much faster, how much bigger, you know, bigger of a role he's obviously going to have heading into his junior year. But that's recruiting in general across the board.
Yeah, and Sean, we've had every school has had the fortune of maybe getting the big time kid because you were the first one to show interest in him.
Right, and you just never know. And like for me personally, when I go out and talk to kids, or if there's a kid that young that comes across, I typically don't interview a sophomore. I'll just interview the coach or maybe even talk to their parents. But I don't like to interview. Very rarely will I interview a kid that's a sophomore unless, you know, it's, you know, he has a Husker offer or has big time offers in general. But you're right, it is about planting that first seed and getting. You know, a perfect example was Terrell Newby. Nebraska was the first team to really show heavy interest in Terrell Newby as a sophomore. And he originally started out as a three-star, and by the end of his senior year, he was the California Player of the Year. And typically the California Player of the Year is not coming to Nebraska, and they were able to get him over all the Pac-12 offers.
Talk with Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com. Let's get into the spring game. I talked with some of the guys again, talked with Sip last week. I've talked with any of the analysts that we've had on the show about the difference for you guys that have been able to go to practice every single day. And some of the guys said, hey, yeah, you know, I was here. I wasn't just here for an hour. I was here every day, watched all of the practice. And, Sean, I know you've done that as well. So the difference for you right now on how you view this team as if you would only got to see the last 15 minutes of practice each day?
Well, I think it's huge. And if we just would have only seen the red-white game, I think the view of Tommy Armstrong might be different. But the fact that we got to see 12 of the 15 practices in their entirety, there really is no gray area. I think before you'd get a lot of secondhand, even third-hand information from maybe somebody that saw practice directly or somebody who knew somebody that saw practice. And with what we did, you had to use some of that to kind of craft on what you were going to maybe ask or use. Well, now you don't have to worry about those middle people anymore. You're seeing it directly. And I think, you know, if you just look at the red-white game, there are people on our message board, for example, that questioned Tommy Armstrong, and some guys said, how can you say he's the clear-cut guy? And I go, well, because we've seen 12 out of the 15 practices, and it's obvious when you watch him every day versus just one practice. And I think that helps answer a lot of questions, and it's made even the post-practice interviews with Bo Pelini more enjoyable because the questions are more topical. There's not as much kind of shots in the dark at him. And, you know, I think even him in general probably liked the questions he got after practice a lot better before because, you know, when you saw some good things happen or bad things happen, you knew how to approach it and ask it in a way where he'd want to talk about it.
After seeing Tommy Armstrong for 12 of those 15 practices, what were some of those things that you saw that make him the hands-down favorite?
Well, the biggest thing is the leadership and the swagger and the confidence that he brings to the field. The other guys just don't have that. Riker Fife, Johnny Stanton have really, they've never taken significant snaps. Now, Riker's played in a couple of games in mop-up duty. Stan's never played in a game. And, you know, Tommy Armstrong is 7-1 as a starter. But, you know, you can argue the Penn State game and the Northwestern game, Ron Kellogg should get the wins for those starts. But still, he's got the starting experience, especially with that bowl game victory, and that just shows in practice. He's more comfortable back there. He knows the offense, and when somebody on the offense makes a mistake or the offensive line does something wrong, he's not afraid to kind of get in a guy's face a little bit and say, hey, this is not acceptable, where I don't know if the other quarterbacks have that yet. And I think any college athlete, you know, it takes time to have the confidence to want to get in somebody's face. I know Taylor Martinez, when he was a freshman starter, it was kind of awkward for him because Zach Lee was the returning starter, and it kind of felt like it was Zach Lee's team still because he started the year before, but Taylor was starting over him. So Taylor never felt comfortable that year really, you know, getting in guys' faces, or he never really did that in his whole career anyway, but just being that guy that's going to take ownership and in charge of everything. And I think that's where Tommy has the advantage.
Sean Callahan with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We talked about it yesterday on the show, and I haven't found the right adjective that I want to use yet, and I don't want to say weakest, but can you remember the last time Nebraska entered a season as questionable at the quarterback position as they are right now? Because I think it's been a long time.
Yeah, I think the year where Taylor Martinez started, that had to be considered a little questionable because Zach Lee had that arm surgery, and you know, his status is kind of uncertain, and we didn't know what Taylor Martinez was going to do that year either. So I thought that was somewhat of a questionable thing. But you're right. I mean, every other year before that, they've kind of had an established guy. I mean, Joe Gans, when he stepped in, he proved himself the previous year. Sam Keller, when he stepped in, he had the Arizona State career stuff where he did at Arizona State. So they're, you know, I think maybe you'd have to go back to like when Joe Daly was the starter for Bill Callahan his first year. There was a lot of question what he could do, and we learned pretty fast that he wasn't really a very good quarterback for the system, and it just wasn't going to work. And I think the good thing that's different about this is Tommy Armstrong has started 8 games. Now, if he had only played limited mop-up duty and Taylor Martinez started and played 95% of the snaps, it would be a much, much different feel. But Tommy Armstrong took a majority of the snaps last year, which is a huge advantage.
A weakness that we all saw was place kicking. Spencer Lindsay from Kearney got his name brought up by Coach, and I think that's one neat thing, at least for our listening area. Coach has had a lot of good things to say about Fife, Jack Gangwish, Spencer Lindsay here. None of them as far as starters, but the way that they've progressed. Do we just right now write Drew Brown in as the starter this fall?
I'd say that's a pretty safe bet. I mean, Drew Brown has been coming to Nebraska's kicker camp since an eighth grader, and he won MVP of the kicker camp 4 straight years in the high school division. So, I mean, he's very accomplished. They've seen him live plenty of times, but his high school body of work is what I'm talking about, is what separates him. I mean, he's kicked, like I've talked to his brother Chris number of times over the years about Drew, and, you know, Chris is not a big fan of all, there's all these kicking circuit things that you can get into, but Chris is like, those don't simulate a game. You know, kicking a ball off a tee with nobody in the stadium is one thing, but Drew has done it in front of 40,000 people at Southlake Carroll. He's kicked 46, 48-yard field goals in those types of situations and games, and he's very accomplished. He's got a great teacher and his brother, and, you know, he's coming in to compete, and he's expecting to win the job. Or Marl Bondi, I don't know if he's ever expected to be the guy. I mean, you think about Marl Bondi, they brought him in to replace Alex Henry. Well, he was beat out by Brett Maher. Then they bring in Pat Smith as a transfer graduate to come in, and he beats out Marl Bondi. So I don't think it should come as a surprise that Marl Bondi is not going to win this job, because he's yet to beat out anybody for that position at Nebraska, and he's had every opportunity to do it here the last couple of years.
Your thoughts, Sean, we could go a million different ways right here, and we could talk for an hour, but your thoughts on Nebraska football that we haven't touched on as they head into summer, and as everybody will be asking us every time that we see somebody, what do you think the Huskers, what's their record, blah, blah, blah. You know how that's going to go for the next 5 months. Your thoughts?
I think the biggest thing obviously will be the start of the season, that early stretch, Fresno State, Miami. Those will be test games. And the good thing about Fresno State is they lost their quarterback, Carr, and he won't be back. He'll be getting drafted here in the NFL. But, you know, going out there September, it's very hot. Fresno in September can be over 100 degrees sometimes. So that won't be an easy road game. And then you come back home and play Miami the next week. That stretch, I think, could play a big part in defining which way this season goes. If they can come out of it 4-0, then you're looking at a 5-0 showdown at Michigan State, and that will be huge. And I just think if Armstrong can prove himself on the road and then prove himself against Miami, you know, this could be a pretty fun year. You know, I think those two games are what separate it from being a 9-win year versus maybe a 10-11 win year. And then you've got to, I think, to get to that 11 win mark, 10 plus win mark, you have to go 4-0 in the non-conference, because those road games in the Big Ten are going to be tough this year. Wisconsin and Michigan State are the two, I think, really that will be the toughest.
All right, Sean, any other news that we need to know before we let you get to your off season?
I'm sure I'm sure we'll be talking more here, but defensive line depth, I think that will be something to watch. They've already moved Mick Stoltenberg from Gretna. He's going to play defensive end now. They had him originally slotted offensive line, but I think they are doing some things to try to make sure they have enough defensive line depth here for the fall.
Hey, and what about Andy Janovich? I almost forgot his name until they put him into one of those little skill things that they did during the game on Saturday. Is he going to continue to be a part of this, I mean, a significant part of this football team?
Yeah, I mean, the fullback in this offense is just not used a lot. The tight end has kind of replaced them. I would say the fullback is probably only used maybe 10 to 20% of the time in the offense and the plays they call. So they'll use him in short yardage and goal line and obviously anytime they go in the I formation. But on Saturday, they didn't show the I formation at all. And he's just not, you know, they like to use that tight end to come in and motion block and do the wham block, they call it, and those types of things. So I would be surprised in the future going forward if we ever see them, you know, offer a scholarship to a fullback. They never offer Andy Janovich. They kind of promised him one that after his first year he would get one, and he did get one after his first year here. And he's going to be a junior this year, so they've got two more years of him. And you just don't use fullbacks very much. That's just how college football has become across the board.
100 things Nebraska fans should know and do before they die. Everybody loves the book, and everybody loves keeping up to date on HuskerOnline.com. Sean, as always, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep up the good work.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
Take care. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rick Kissick's going to join us, talk baseball. Tyson Brockmeyer, quarterback for the Huskers. We'll talk with him as well after this.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. Spring is here. Now's the time to celebrate. Birthdays, anniversaries, Easter, with a bright, beautiful seasonal bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Best quality, best value. Trust 1-800-Flowers.com. And when it comes to spring flowers, everybody thinks of tulips. But 1-800-Flowers.com has an abundant bouquet of tulips perfect for this time of the year. It's called the Spring Tulip Bouquet. Full, vibrant bouquet of 30 multicolored tulips. I already have it at home. Gorgeous. Limited time. 1-800-Flowers.com's got a very special offer. Order 30 tulips, and it'll come with a free box of chocolates. That's over $25 off the regular price. Order it now, 1-800-Flowers.com, from your desktop or your mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side and enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name. Spring, hallelujah, is finally.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies throughout today, southwest winds at 10 to 20, as our highs will be nearing 60 degrees. Partly cloudy skies tonight with our winds out of the south 10 to 20, lows falling to near 40. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now it's 41.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on today's program. Now, again, you have to explain what's about ready to go on here on the Doug and Danny Show.
Yes, we have a high school baseball coach that's about to come on from Grand Island, and unfortunately I will not be able to discuss or comment anything at all with him, so you'll be riding solo.
Well, then before we talk to Coach Kissick, you've got Max, you've got some Grand Island kids on the team. Pop them up. Talk about how great they are, because Max came through with a big hit. We already talked a little bit about
Max
him.
Max has transferred to us from the University of Nebraska at Omaha after his freshman year, and he's fit in extraordinarily well. Just a phenomenal young man. Just a great guy to be around, and a heck of a ball player. And then Chase Galzall, a reliever for us who's redshirting this season, had a very good freshman and sophomore year, but then had a redshirt this year. So we'll have Chase for two more years moving forward. And so both very, very good college baseball players, and both very, very good young men.
Well, we'll bring in Coach Rick Kissick, whose team is off to a 7-2 start. And, Coach, good morning. Thanks for the time.
You bet.
Hey, congrats on the great start first. Are we playing today?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get that. I just wanted to make sure that field was ready to go. You know, it's just a little coin flip deal. But let's talk about the 7-2 start and how your team is playing. Give us an overview of these first nine games.
Well, we've done it really with what combinations need in baseball. You know, the staff ERA is 1.88, and, you know, batting average is up in the high 350s. So, you know, those two things. And, you know, for the first time in three seasons, we've shown some power. We've hit several home runs over the last few games, and for the most part have played pretty consistent defensively. So when you put those three things together, you usually have a lot of success.
And, Coach, you've actually not just kind of hung your hat on a couple of kids. You've really got a lot of kids that have been on the mound for you so far this season in a variety of roles.
Well, you know, and what's impressive of that ERA, we really are pretty thin. I mean, we have a very strong sophomore class of pitchers that just are not quite ready. So we're really pitching a varsity schedule right now with about four starters and two relievers. But recently, we've, you know, out of the last seven games, you know, we've gotten six complete games. So that's made it really easy. But it's been a little tough now because we played a bunch of games last week. So eventually, some of our young guys are going to have to fill in for us.
The weather will do that to you, won't it?
Yes, sir.
We're talking with Rick Kissick here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, head baseball coach at Grand Island. Just a couple more on your pitchers here. Calvin Hanke, Lane Ewing, they have the majority of the innings for you so far this year.
Well, Lane Ewing's had a great start. You know, he twisted his ankle a little bit after his first start, and he bounced back with a great game Saturday. Calvin's just, you know, one of those players that has the intangibles. You know, he just comes in and throws strikes. We want to use him as a closer, but because of, you know, Brenda Wendling, who was our number one, has been out all year. We've had to move in the rotation, and he gets very competitive. And you know, sometimes it's hard to really understand that unless you've been around it. And he's one that just competes. The bigger the moment, the bigger he gets.
Coach, as you get ready for this week, kind of tell us with the Heartland Athletic Conference Tournament coming up, how important is that during the season? Some guys want to play for the weekend tournament. Some guys want to play for the Cornhusker League title or the league title, whatever league they may be in. How much emphasis are you putting on the conference tournament this week?
Well, you know, we get to host it this year, so, you know, we've had a lot of success here, but you know, with districts just around the corner, you know, we had to, again, juggle our pitching lineup a little bit, so we may not be going with our top guys early. But, you know, it's always important when you're being matched up against teams that you're competitive with. And, you know, for the record, I know Damon and Coach Day's there. Boy, I tell you, Phoenix Stevenson's just had an awesome year for us. They're getting a great player. You know, when they got Max, I was impressed, but Phoenix has really elevated his game, so people over there at UNK are going to be excited to see him play.
He's smiling. I mean, unofficially, he's smiling. I just, you know, that's an unofficial thing that's going on. In fact, he's looking the other way. I can't even tell by the back of his head.
You know what? It's impressive. We've had some kids go over there, and again, you know, Max, tremendous athlete, and Phoenix's game has just evolved. I mean, he's come up with multiple clutch hits. I mean, he's come through just about every situation. You know, the other day he had two balls of the 400-foot fence that are out of most parks we play in. So I'm excited for them, and I'm excited to have our kids to be successful over there.
What about a little bit more of the tournament here? As I look at the rankings, it's you, Northeast, North Star, East, all kind of in that 6 through 10 area. Is that where you see the challenges coming this week?
Yes. You know, and it just seems like every team has really one bona fide, you know, good pitcher. It seems as we've made our rounds around the state a little bit this year, you know, there just isn't quite as much depth. I think that's the reason the offensive numbers. So it's going to be, you know, this tournament's going to be when your number one's lined up and who you have going against them, because we're actually moving the tournament up to tomorrow and Friday instead of Thursday and Friday. So that's caused a little bit of a juggle. But, you know, any team, even Lincoln High, who has just a couple wins, are very competitive, done a great job. So it may be one of those years you just never know.
Well, good, because that checked the question off. I was going to ask you what the contingency plan was for Thursday. What time tomorrow and who are you playing?
Actually, they're splitting the tournament a little bit. We're the number one seed, so we're going to host here. Starting game start about 11:30, and then the number two seed, North Star, they're playing that bracket in Lincoln, and then they'll conclude it here. We'll play the winner of Northeast and Southwest at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
All right, good job. Who's going to get the ball for you?
Well, we've been juggling, but right now it looks like Seth Roberg. Pretty competitive, and he's a kid that knows how to pitch and is not going to overthrow or, you know, use the upper fastball we like in the 80s, but he's, you know, changed his speeds really well. So we're in good hands.
Last minute here with Rick Kissick, baseball coach at Grand Island. What about this young fireballer named Trey Kissick?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're excited about that class. You know, that class has about 7 pitchers, and you know, that's an example of two programs here, youth programs, Junior Islanders and River Dogs. We had most of those kids split, and it's pretty competitive, and now they're together. I think they're like 11-2 or something at JV level, and so we're excited like many teams are, but, you know, we have seniors this year led by Phoenix that deserve the respect, and they're going to get it.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to your day. Preparations for the tournament this week. Can't wait to see how the Islanders continue to play. Great job with this 7-2 start, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Rick Kissick here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. 7-2, they play today, and as Coach mentioned, they have moved up and adjusted the Heartland Athletic Conference schedule. They will start that tomorrow instead of Thursday, because Thursday just looks like it's not going to be nice at all. Try to play it Wednesday and Friday. And we welcome back Damon Day, UNK baseball coach.
I always find it fascinating during the spring season, you know, because a lot of times, you know, people will ask, you know, with high school baseball, you know, you got to have it to get recruited and all those types of things, you know. And it's kind of funny because, you know, I'm getting on a bus tomorrow at 7 a.m. and I haven't seen a high school baseball game in the state of Nebraska yet. And as my schedule continues to go as it goes, I won't see one until maybe I'll make it out to the state tournaments, you know. And it's funny because you talk to Coach Dish at Wayne, or you talk to probably Coach Spomber, you know, we're not out getting a lot of high, we're not watching a lot of high school games this time of year. That's what I love. That's what I absolutely love about Legion. That's the one thing I love summer baseball, because it's nice weather. You don't have a lot of all this bouncing around and craziness and whatnot, and you get to see a lot of kids do well, and you just get to see more players during the summertime. So I'm one of the biggest fans and biggest advocates of Legion baseball, probably much more so than high school baseball, because it's so much easier from a coaching staff standpoint to go out and see those games and see those kids play for their high schools during the summertime. You know, when you start to get into other states like Colorado and Missouri and whatnot, you know, there isn't that summer baseball. So now you're playing for these private clubs or whatnot, and you never know what their schedule is going to be. And so from a baseball coach's standpoint, I really enjoy that summer season way more than the spring season, because right now we don't have the time nor the you know, there's not enough time in the day to go watch someone else play and then try to get your guys prepared the same way. So big fan of summer. Plus, it's much warmer to go catch a summer game in June and July than to go catch a game in March.
Well, our next guest here on the Doug and Daddy Show knew his fair share around the baseball diamond. Tyson Brockmeyer joins us here, Nebraska quarterback on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tyson, welcome back. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Are we getting you out of class?
Actually, no. I don't have class till 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Well done. Well done. You got that sleep-in thing. Really, you got that taken care of. Well done.
Yeah, that's right. I guess I should try to do my best I can.
You miss baseball?
Yeah, I actually do. I guess it's more just the summer aspect, and I miss the weather maybe more than anything. But but that seems to be kind of coming back to us now. But playing baseball, yeah, I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed pitching a lot.
Well, Tyson, let's get into talk a little football here with you. You have had the career so far that has been mixed up. You got started. Your name was up. A lot of people impressed with how things were. You get injured. Now you're kind of in the mix with a bunch of kids that are trying to see some playing time. Just tell the fans, tell the folks that have been around Aurora, that followed your high school career, what your situation is right now through your eyes.
Yeah, that's right. When I first showed up on campus, I guess it's been 3 years ago already, I tore my ACL on my left knee, and I got that fixed. So basically, that whole first season, I was out. And then I had a couple more. I tore my meniscus in that same knee a couple more times. So really, I guess now where I'm at now is this last fall and into this spring is really the first full season in spring I've been completely healthy, I guess, for since I showed up on campus. So that's always, I mean, being healthy is, it's honestly the best thing ever after having struggles I did with my knee for a while. But right now we're kind of in the quarterback situation. We got, Tommy's obviously kind of the ringleader and the guy that's got the experience. And then we got, myself, Riker Fife, Johnny Stanton, and Zach Darlington's in the meeting room right now. So we got five guys in the hunt, I guess.
Obviously, you probably follow a little bit of the recruiting trail, and you have there's some definite Central Nebraska guys coming in and coming to Nebraska in the fall. What would be your one piece of advice to a guy who's maybe coming from, you know, more Central Nebraska, not the Lincoln, Omaha area, or the bigger or the extraordinarily large high school area? What would be your best advice to some of those young guys coming in to being a Husker?
I guess just come in and compete like you're any other guy, and I guess don't kind of get caught up in all the hype of some of the big town guys that seem to get their name thrown around a lot and stuff. But, I mean, you get down here, and obviously there's some guys that are better than others, but everyone can kind of compete, and if you think you can do it, just get after it and get the job done, I guess. I mean, we got guys from all over the country, from California, Texas, Florida, basically all around the place, and I mean, you're surprised at how well the Nebraska kids compete. I mean, a lot of them are Lincoln Omaha guys, but a lot of the guys that come out of Central Nebraska and Western Nebraska, too, are guys that can compete. And once they kind of get over the hump of thinking, oh, I'm a walk-on, no one's really thinking about me, I'm not really a legitimate guy for position, once they get over that aspect, they seem to do really well, get a really good job. And the coaches always like those hard-working guys. And, I mean, it's – you show up and do your job, and you can compete with anyone.
We're talking with Tyson Brockmeyer, Aurora, Nebraska quarterback, here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda and Damon Day. We'll have Riker Fife on the show later this week, and we got a chance to chat with him after the spring game a little bit Saturday. And I asked him this question. I'll ask it to you too, Tyson. He kind of said the same thing about, you know what, when I got here, I realized right away I could compete with these guys. So Outside of Tommy getting the starts last year due to the injuries, what sets him apart from the rest of you guys?
Tommy, a lot of people, when you talk about Tommy, you talk about his leadership qualities and just, I guess, kind of his overall confidence. But he, as far as throwing the ball, I really think all of those guys are pretty equal. He's maybe a little bit more athletic and can run the ball a little bit better than the rest of the crew. But I mean, Tommy does a good job. He's got things to work on just like we all do, but he does a good job, and a lot of the guys look up to and respect him, and I think that's kind of true for most of the guys in our
quarterback room as well, too. So I don't really think that's an issue among us guys.
What are the coaches telling you, Tyson? What's it take for you to see some actual playing time? Because let's face it, the starter, he's going to get the start, and everybody else is going to get a little mop-up duty, to say it politely. What are they telling you about your role going into fall?
That's right, yeah. Quarterback's kind of a unique position in that way that a lot of guys don't get to see the field compared to like a wide receiver might get in for some reps here and there, but a quarterback's a totally different story. I talked to Coach Beck. He acted like, basically with the situation last year, everyone was thinking Taylor's the guy all year, and some things happen, and all of a sudden you're down to your third and fourth guy. And so you never know how the season goes. You play a season, maybe Tommy plays the whole year, and nothing happens, and you don't get to see any legitimate time. But one or two guys go down, and then you're kind of right there in the mix. So Coach Beck keeps harping on me about that. And he's like, just stay with it and stick with it. And one or two guys go down, and you're right there in the hunt. And so you got to be ready when your time is called, is basically what he's telling me.
I know a lot of people will want to know the answer to this question. Are you happy right now? I mean, are you satisfied with what you're doing, where you're at? I mean, everybody wants to start for the University of Nebraska or the school of their choice, but are you happy with where you're at right now?
Right. Oh, the answer is definitely yes. I mean, being in Lincoln, close to home, and coming in, I mean, you'd like to be able to say you see more playing time throughout the years, but I kind of had a unique situation with my knee, and now I'm finally feeling healthy again and competing for some spots. I'd say, yeah, I'm definitely happy with being here. And you kind of compare it up to say you had some offers to the Dakota schools, and say you go up to a South Dakota or North Dakota and go up there and play for 3 or 4 years and have some success. I mean, how do you weigh that against being closer to home and having the experience of being a Husker and being a part of the team? And I guess for me, it's never been a big issue, and I kind of just made a decision and never really looked back, I guess.
And help me out here. When you started, they had you holding quite a bit. Is that something that's in your future? Are you still doing that?
Holding kicks, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I guess, yeah, we were kind of always in the mix there. You never know. I guess Sam Fultz is doing it now, but which is really convenient for him because he's always with the specialist. And a lot of times we always try to get the quarterbacks to do it, but it always kind of seems to screw up the routine. And so, I mean, me and Johnny Stan have been kind of doing it off and on, and it's something that's never been really consistent. So I don't know if that'll be something in the future or not, but I was never know. Got to be ready for anything, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, because it sounds like our kickers could use some help, so maybe they need you to get back in there and take care of business.
Yeah, exactly.
tell me now, for the folks out there from the educational standpoint, where are you sitting with the studies? What are you majoring in? How's that going?
I am studying business administration with a minor in finance. So I'm kind of more on the financial and management side of that. And I guess I'm a senior standing. I'll end up graduating not this December, but December of 2015. So I got 3 semesters left, I guess, after this.
And
so it's going well. It's going well. Keep me busy for sure.
That is outstanding. Tyson Brockmeyer, Aurora, giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Damon,
what do you do next? What's it like now that spring ball's over with? I mean, obviously you still have some strength and conditioning, but do you get to come home for a while? Do you get to what's kind of your calendar from now until next August?
What we have now is, I guess, for the rest of the school year, we're kind of doing some speed training. We're doing lifting weights and up until finals week. But actually in May, they give all the football players a month off. So a lot of the guys from out of state go back home for a while, and I'll be back home too. Going to go see my parents and family. But I actually got a summer internship that I start in the middle of May, so I don't get too much time off, I guess. But, yeah, and then in the summer, then we come back for workouts. So we got to be in Lincoln all summer starting in June, and that leads us up to football season.
Obviously, you've probably followed what's going on in Northwestern. As a football player, student-athlete, what is your take with the unionization of Northwestern football?
Yeah, that's a toss-up question. I mean, I feel that definitely in certain player situations, there's – people should get royalties and money for, I guess, how, I mean, because it's like the Johnny Manziel deal. He goes down to Texas A&M and
Texas A&M has record sales for their shirts and jerseys and stuff. And without Johnny Manziel, the whole thing, I mean, it's not the same situation. So they're obviously getting a lot of publicity because of certain college athletes. But, I mean, I don't really feel the need to unionize and have that whole deal as a situation. But, I mean, some people, you know, obviously people are going to try it, and people have their issues with the NCAA, and that's just something we've got to put up with as college athletes, I suppose.
Love the old NCAA, Tyson Brockmeyer.
Yeah, that's right.
Last question. We'll let you out of here because when you sign that letter of intent when you're a senior, everybody says, "Hey, I want that chance to run out the tunnel. I want that experience." So, what's that been like specifically? Running out of the tunnel, going to the training table, getting everything that goes along with being a Husker football player.
Oh, being a Husker is obviously a great experience. Running out of the tunnel, I guess I could say, yeah, I say my buddies, I try to get them all hyped up and have the best time getting the fans pumped up whenever I go running through there. But, yeah, it's a good time. And I guess just being a Husker, a lot of it has to do are like the life skills and just the academic side of things. The amount of help we get in the Hewitt Center is really unrivaled, I guess. And doing that, I got an advisor that kind of keeps track of my whole academic schedule for me, and it's pretty nice to have someone looking over your shoulder and keeping you on track and what you need to do. So it's been they help us out a lot, and it's really quite an experience I got down here.
Well, Tyson, it was great to see you on the field this Saturday, and hopefully we'll see more of that as the fall season rolls on. Stay healthy, and we'll chat with you again soon. Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
You bet. Aurora's Tyson Brockmeyer joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Thanks, Seamus, for helping you get that set up. We've got Riker 5, Jack Gangwish later on in the week. Jordan Hooper is going to join us tomorrow as she was drafted in the WNBA draft. We'll talk to Loper football coach Daryl Morris tomorrow, their final week of spring ball as well. We haven't even got into the Masters yet.
Nope.
We haven't got into the Masters. Demo day. Because you don't have enough clubs. Golf USA's Demo Day is this Saturday at Meadowlark Hills from 10 to 3. You're out of town, right?
I'm out of town.
You're out of town. They might, you know, Greg Morey, they might work with you a little bit. They know your smooth swing. They'll get you some good stuff. Golf USA's Demo Day this Saturday from 10 to 3. All the great brand names like Titleist, TaylorMade, Ping, Callaway, Adams, Mizuno, Nike, Cleveland, and so much more. It's this Saturday, 10 to 3 at Meadowlark Hills Golf USA's Demo Days, and we'll be back with more after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
I've seen a lot of great-looking college football turf, so I know green. Hi, this is Greg Sharp. Going green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape isn't only the right thing to do, it's the responsible one. If your sprinkler system is not working properly, then you're wasting water. Johnson Landscape can diagnose and repair problems for a more efficient way to water your yard. Check them out at johnsonlandscape.net or call 237-LAWN.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Going green with the best.
Tonight, the NBA on ESPN Radio heads to Los Angeles with
Blake Griffin and Chris Paul leading the way. The LA Clippers have the third seed locked up in the West.
Paul in the corner with one on the shot clock.
Do they have what it takes to make a serious run at an NBA title? They'll face the Nuggets in one of their final tune-ups.
Ahead to Griffin and hammers it down with two hands.
Tonight at 9:30 on ESPN Radio and on ESPNRadio.com.
Sunny skies throughout today. Southwest winds at 10 to 20, as our highs will be nearing 60 degrees. Partly cloudy skies tonight with our winds out of the south 10 to 20, lows falling to near 40. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now it's 41.
Just flying along, Doug and Daddy Show, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, now's your chance to win a $25 gift card just in time for Easter at Troutman's. Get your bone-in or boneless hams, prime ribs, everything that you could possibly need. They've got it for you at Troutman's. It's time for Troutman's Trivia. While we wait for the phone lines to light up, want to give you our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Who is your NBA playoffs winner? Heat, Spurs, Pacers, Thunder, the field. Damon Day, do you have a selection?
I'm going to go with anybody but the Miami Heat.
I'm taking the Miami Heat.
I'm rooting for everybody except the Heat.
So there you go. Okay. I've got the Heat. You've got everybody else. You can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday we asked you about the Stanley Cup. 50% took the Bruins. Then 21% showed the hometown favorite Colorado Avalanche. I think that is the homer pick. Even somebody wrote in the St. Louis Blues. So there you go. Let's do it. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, where this week I am supplied the questions by the vast staff known as Producer Jeff and Damon Day. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
All right. We've been doing some history kind of on the show lately. Last week we talked about Hank Aaron hitting his 715th home run. Today is the anniversary of Jackie Robinson's debut in Major League Baseball. Who was the team they played against April 15th, 1947? Jackie Robinson, who did they play against?
Phillies.
Not the Phillies. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Asking some questions on baseball. We've got a variety of them here. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
How many hits did Jackie Robinson get in his major league debut?
Three.
Not three. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Let's stay with it here. Who are we chatting with?
Trent.
Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in the National League. Who was the first African-American player in the American League?
I don't even have a guess.
Okay, try back. That's one of those that you either know or you don't. I mean, you just there's not even a guess in there, I don't think. So I knew that, but I don't know how many people do know that, so we stay with it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, we're giving some Jackie Robinson trivia. This was his anniversary of breaking into the majors in 1947. How many hits did he have in his opening game?
I'm going to say two.
It was not two, so we can cross that one off the list. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Mitch.
All right, let's ask you. Jackie Robinson, of course, Brooklyn Dodgers. Okay, so that we got we got that out of the way. Who did he play against on that first in his first game? Who did he play against?
I'm going to say the stupid Mets.
The stupid Mets. I like that. I wish I could tell you you were a winner, but you're not. Not yet, anyway. Try back. 888-455-ESPN.
The Metropolitans.
8845.
We're not even in existence.
3776. That is correct. The Mets.
Right?
Yes, because that was in the 60s.
69, I think. The Mets
69 is when they made their run.
Right.
That's when they had the Miracle Mets, so it was earlier than that.
I don't think the Mets were around yet.
Not in 47, I don't think.
The Dodgers and Yankees in New York.
Ugh, blah. Yankees. Yankees-Cubs today rained out for the good of the game. Let's stay with our Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Ben.
Ben. Oh, which question should I give Ben? Because Ben sounds intelligent. I think I could get him with any of these. Let us give him, how many hits did Jackie Robinson have in his first major league game?
Well, I believe it was zero. I think he got on with an error.
You are, see, I told you Ben was smart. It is zero. He was 0-for-3, but he scored the game-winning run in the Brooklyn's 5-3 win over the Boston Braves. A lot in the news today, obviously, about Boston. Well, congratulations. Hang on. We'll get you that $20 gift card. Jeff will give you all the details. Congratulations.
Thank you.
There you go. 0-for-3. Larry Doby was the answer to the American League question.
Cleveland Indians.
Cleveland Indians, July 5th. Of that same year, he made his debut. And, of course, a lot of that, if you watch the movie 42, you'll find out a lot there about Jackie Robinson for those younger of our age. Again, let me run through some of the things that are going on in the world of sports that we may not have gotten to. We told you that Jordan Hooper was taken in the first pick of the second round by the Tulsa Shock in the WNBA draft, third Husker to be drafted in the last 5 years. She will join us tomorrow. The Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Basketball Games that go along with the Coaches Clinic. We have already been told who is in the volleyball and the softball games from after last fall. Now basketball, Damian Austin, Kearney High, Riley Reinertsen, Gibbon, Mackenzie Brown, Grand Island Northwest, Rachel Jeldon Holdridge are playing. Paul Reinertsen of Gibbon is among the coaches. And one of my old classmates, Tony Katroki, Lincoln North Star, he's going to be one of the assistant boys as well. Plenty of soccer today, but Kearney Catholic Columbus SCOTUS called off. So pay attention from where you are at, whether the conditions of the field are going to be good enough to play. Kearney is scheduled to play a girls' game at Holdridge, Hastings at North Platte, Grand Island hosting Columbus, and since they play on the turf, they should be good to go. Northwest at Seward. That is what is going on with that today. And as we told you, Grand Island is home today for baseball, as we talked to Coach Kissick. Nebraska gets their third oral commit for volleyball in 2016. Lincoln North Star sophomore, 6'1", middle blocker Sarah Alec grew up in Iowa. And Coach John Cook, a nice story by Brent Wagner of the Journal Star today, talking about Nebraska volleyball. They're getting their spring season. They've got matches this weekend. They're going to go to China. They get those international trips every 4 years. You can make a trip like that, and they have been very beneficial. They might have about 12 freshmen and sophomores, very young team next year. Maybe one senior is it. And Coach Cook says, we wanted to go to Brazil because we all know how good the volleyball is in Brazil, but with the World Cup down there, it was going to cost too much, and actually some of those better Brazilian teams are getting out of the country. They're saying, you soccer people, take it over. We are out of here. So there you go. Nebraska baseball against Kansas State tonight. Kansas State has beaten the Huskers twice. Prediction?
No.
Okay. Christensen getting the start tonight for Nebraska. Let's see if Aaron can pick up the victory for Austin Christensen. Let's see if he can get the job done tonight for the Huskers. The game is on the Big Ten Network and 1230 AM KHAS. Hastings College swept yesterday, lost a doubleheader to Dakota Wesleyan because they had 8 errors in 2 games. That's too many, right?
Too many.
3-0, 6-1. Did find out, interestingly enough here, that Coach Sponberg finally did have to go up against his son, who basically didn't let anybody score his whole entire high school career. And Dad found a way to get a few runs scratched out against the Sun here a couple of weeks ago. We didn't get a chance to talk about that.
Who won?
The Sun. Morningside.
Morningside did win.
Yeah. So there you go.
That would be an interesting. That'd be an interesting. That'd
be uncomfortable.
It would be awkward.
It would be, yeah. Also, Hastings has already moved up. Thursday's weather is not supposed to be good, as we just told you with Coach Kissick and the Heartland Athletic Conference Baseball. They're going to play Wednesday and Friday. Hastings softball has moved up their Thursday games to Wednesday at the Smith Complex with Morningside, and that'll get underway at 3 o'clock. As of now, the Loper baseball team still going to play at Pittsburgh State Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep, as of now.
As of now.
We leave tomorrow morning. It's a long trip.
7 a.m.
It's a long trip.
They got gorillas.
Yep, so we'll go down there and practice tomorrow night.
How good is Pittsburgh State?
Pittsburgh State's, you know, they're 10-18 right now. But their quality, I mean,
That's the one thing that's a little different in the MIAA is just because you're 10-18 doesn't mean that you can't do some things. So.
You can't. Don't see now. Sit here, coach speak book. Okay, team below us in league. Say well coached, good players, tough at home. Anything else I missed?
Yeah,
got some good pitching.
I don't know about. I have any. Actually, I can honestly say I've not even looked at the scouting report on them. So this week's all about recruiting. Signing date's tomorrow, so this week we haven't
even... And we can't say anything about it, right?
Can't say anything till...
Except that Phoenix Stevenson is coming, reportedly, by...
You're reporting that.
Yes.
I'm not commenting.
Don't even
know
where he's from.
Yeah.
So we'll be back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth tomorrow, finding out more about what's going on with them throughout the month of April. It's tax day today, so let's see. I've whittled it down to... I've got 11 hours and change to get that taken care of today. And then if you are getting that nice rebate, be thinking about what needs to be done to your vehicle, maybe some repairs, maybe some upgrades, or maybe it's just time for a new or pre-owned vehicle from Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They've just finished up a new financing office, so you can come in and go through that. You can do it online, get the forms filled out, and it just moves the process along for you, the customer, so you don't have to spend as much time at the dealership. Midway, thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Want to thank the outstanding lineup today. Sean Callahan from Husker Online, Nebraska quarterback Tyson Brockmeyer out of Aurora, also Grand Island baseball coach Rick Kissick. We've got Jack Gangwish and Riker Five for the Huskers later this week. Loper football coach Daryl Moores tomorrow. Jordan Hooper going to the WNBA. We'll talk with Northwestern's baseball coach Thursday on the show. A lot coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Damon Day, thanks for coming in today. Thanks for bringing Bubba. Didn't even know he was here.
No, he's a good little boy.
Bubba, did you want to yell anything on the air before we leave? See, he wanted to talk the whole hour, and now we put him on the spot.
No.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.